by the grace of God, I will finish the message that I started yesterday. If the Lord says the same, Jesus reveals God's true intent behind the law. Part 22, vows, swearing, and promises. Just Jesus Evangelistic Campaign, Day 262. Let's stand for the reading of God's Holy Word since January the 20th, 2017, / Day 629, since January the 1st, 2016. So what is the gospel? According to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 4, the gospel is embodied in these words. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel, which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. You'll be amazed at how many people can hear the word of God and hear the gospel, and you can ask them 1 hour later, what did the preacher preach? And they will tell you, I do not know, but he sure preached it, whatever it was. You'll be amazed at how that people can hear a great sermon on a Sunday morning, and the devil will snatch it out of their minds as they drive from the church to the house, and you can call them around 3 o'clock in the afternoon and ask them what the preacher preached on, and they have no clue. We need to remember what is preached unto us. Amen, somebody. I have a preacher friend. He's a man of God, and he will preach a sermon on Sunday night. And when I call him, as we preachers do, at around 10 o'clock that night, 10:30, once we get settled into our easy chair and start relaxing, you know how we preachers do. We'll call each other and see how the day went. And I don't know if he has Alzheimer's disease or what, but he can't even remember the sermon he preached. And I don't want to call his name, because he might get mad with me. But I can hear him now. He's a much older preacher than I am. He's, Brother White, I heard that you were talking about me. And, yeah, brother, you know I'm going to get you, brother, preaching about me in the pulpit. Anyway, for I delivered unto you, first of all, the Bible says, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. And then I added, after committing to sharing that passage every day as a part of my message, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2 says, for I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. Can somebody say amen? In other words, I'm not here to talk about what the media is talking about. They're not talking about Jesus. I'm not here to talk about what the politicians are talking about. There's enough of that. I'm not here to talk about what DeGrasse Tyson is talking about. Tyson DeGrasse, or whatever his name is. I'm not here to talk about the latest movie. I'm not even here to talk about Harry Weinstein. I have determined in my heart, like Paul, to know nothing among you but Christ and him crucified. Amen, somebody. And I would encourage all preachers to do the same. We have the greatest privilege on earth, and that is to preach the glorious gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. and it is so needed at this time, as at all times. Dr. Walter A. Elwell, editor of the Tyndale Bible Dictionary, explains the gospel as the message of God's grace. The coming of the kingdom is not the effect or the reward of human effort, but God's answer to the human predicament. And we are in a predicament. The gift of his favor. Correspondingly, the explanation for the salvation of the poor lies nowhere but in God's own loving character. As the prodigal himself recognized, he hardly deserved to be his father's servant, much less his son. Amen, somebody. That's where we are. Nothing he did, not even his repentance, accounted for the father's love. In the parable of Matthew 21 through 16, it is owing entirely to the goodness of the employer that the last workers to be hired received a full day's wages. The first debtor in the story of Matthew 18, 23 through 35 earned nothing but the right to be sold into slavery. Instead, the king canceled his enormous debt. And that's what God has done for us. He showed us great mercy by sending his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins. He was buried and rose again. Do you know him? If not, trust him as your Savior today. Now turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 5, verses 33 through 37. Again, ye have heard that it hath been said by them of old time, thou shalt not forswear. My. Thyself, but shalt perform unto the Lord thine oaths. But I say unto you, swear not at all, neither by heaven nor by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool. Everything, by the way, is God's. Neither by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Neither shalt thou swear by thy head, because thou canst not make one hair white or black. But let your communication be yea, yea, nay, nay. For whosoever, or rather for whatsoever is more than these, cometh of evil. Holy Father God, so many people try to become intellectual with their faith by getting high sounding degrees, and because they want to be perceived as smart in the world or seen as some kind of philosopher instead of a plain old preacher of the gospel. But it takes great wisdom, knowledge, and understanding just to understand this passage. And we don't have to try to become intellectual. We need to depend upon your wisdom and the power of your Holy Spirit to reveal the truths from your very complicated words. And they are complicated because we are in this world and in the flesh. We know that your Holy Spirit can make them very simple and help us to understand them. And I pray that your Holy Spirit would today. And I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would save those who are lost, revive those who are saved. Rebuke and bind the devil, his demons, and his hosts, Lord, from this time together. And help us to not only hear your holy word, but to do it. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake. Amen. You may be seated. Jesus reveals God's true intent behind the law, Part 22, Vows, Swearing, and Promises. The Just Jesus Evangelistic Campaign. Ladies and gentlemen, by way of introduction, Dr. John Walford and Dr. Roy Zook said, the matter of making oaths was next addressed by the Lord. The Pharisees were notorious for their oaths, which were made on the least provocation. Yet they made allowances for mental reservations within their oaths. If they wanted to be relieved of oaths, they had made by heaven, by the earth, by Jerusalem, or by one's own head, they could argue that since God himself had not been involved, their oaths were not binding. Threading the needle there, playing around the edges. And this is why a sexual harasser, Harvey Weinstein, said the other day to a woman that he was trying to get in there in his apartment to do some nasty things. He said, I swear upon the life of my children. Now, buddy, you are going a long ways to try not to swear on God's name. He told a woman while she was trying to get away, she had a wire. He said, preacher, how do you know? She said, the police were informed about his evil ways. And she had a mic on her. And he said, I swear on the life of my children. And he's Jewish. And that's what Jewish people do when they swear or they make an oath. They dare not say God's name. They'll say crazy, weird things like, I swear upon my head. I swear upon my right leg. And other such things. But Jesus said oaths should not even be necessary. What you need to do is stop lying. The fact that oaths were used at all emphasis of man's heart.